You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe. You know, I probably shouldn't even go there with this. I can't help myself. He's going to represent a chip company. Anthony Davis, Justin Ruffles, has signed AD to the first player chip deal in NBA history. You know what I'm going to ask, right? What chip is he? Come on, have fun with it. What chip is he? What chip is Zion? What are your favorite chips? We can have some fun because it's stuff like that that makes the Sports Hangover fun and entertaining and interesting. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. It is June 18th. As you have joined the Sports Hangover each and every weekday from 12 to 3, OTB with Jordy Collot and T-Bob Hebert each and every morning. Did you see the tweet yesterday? Thursday, LeVar Ball will join them on the show in the morning. Matt Moscone, and after further review, each and every day, 3 to 6. Of course, he got us from 12 to 3. Super excited. It is draft week. Yes, I'm in. I cannot wait. Clearly, it's going to be the focus this week. We'll touch on a lot of that, plus 2 days until the Vinny's anniversary party. We'll be there, of course, as we are each and every Thursday. And that is going to be, of course, this Thursday. And their anniversary party is in the evening. It's after the draft. It starts at 8 o'clock, the live music and everything, they have free food. We'll tell you all about it, of course, on Thursday. We can celebrate the draft. You have Pelicans Draft Fest as well, that we're going to have a little fun with. And we'll give you some information here coming up at 12:45. That's going to be over Fulton Square. Jordan and I will be, you know, hanging out over there. So it's going to be fun. I got so much to kind of get into. Ali Kassel, as the Bird Rights, is going to join us coming up at 1:30. We'll chat with him about the very latest. Also, coming up 12:30, Brian in the least wants to chime in on some of the topics of the day. I can't wait to hear what chip he thinks AD is. I mean, of all the chips, you got to pull up the Ruffles brand, Jordan.
He did. AD did ruffle a couple feathers.
Oh, Joey. Wow. 12:02, mark it down. That is the earliest and quickest that you've come up with something. I like that.
Welcome.
I like Ruffles. Wow, yeah. That was quick, man.
I was thinking about it as soon as you said he was signed to the Ruffles deal.
The Ruffles brand.
Yeah.
All right.
What a joke.
I got to pull up the roster of Ruffles chips here, see what kind they have. I mean, there's a bunch.
I mean, I think the only...
Tweet it out. Grab that tweet that we just got and go ahead and tweet out it's the Frito-Lay company, too. So it's all of them, right? I mean, I just typed in Ruffles.com and went to Frito-Lay.com. So
I can't eat any of those chips anymore?
You can do Ruffles, cheddar, sour cream, Flamin' Hot, jalapeno ranch, loaded bacon and cheddar, mozzarella marinara.
Original is probably, like, the only good one on there.
Queso, sour cream and onion. They got a bunch of Ruffles, of course. But, again... You know, the thing, Dennis, we're going to go to you in 2 seconds here. He's going to serve as, quote, a creative partner to the brand as it develops new products. So what chip do you think he's coming out with? Brow and cream? Brow and cheddar?
I think it's salty and something else.
Oh, salty. I like this. See, we can have a lot of fun with this. 800-998-1003. Dennis, what you got for us?
Well, I think it'll come out with salt and vinegar. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing well. Salt and vinegar. I like that. All right. I like that, Dennis. We're going to go with salt and vinegar.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, can I ask you a question?
What now?
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I don't understand. Drew Holiday. He's the number two guard. Why everybody trying to make him a point guard?
I don't know who's trying to make him a point guard other than not people here, because anybody that covers this team has heard him say repeatedly he's not. And that's what I keep saying either with, I mean, that's why I guess they like Lonzo Ball. And even if Bradley Beal comes in, which again, that's the question mark I have with all this. They're trying to get Beal. Okay. Well, where is Beal playing? I mean, are we going with a three guard look? Cause Lonzo, are you making him the backup point guard? Cause Beal did play some point once, Wall went down in Washington. So my guess would be Beal would run the point, or Lonzo's running the point, or we're going with the three guard look, and it's Beal and Drew that are going to provide the points. Cause my biggest concern out of all of this is this, right? We all know Lonzo Ball can play defense and he can do assist. Great court vision, all that. Awesome. Can't score. The I wouldn't even say a knock, but the thing that needs to work, that's going to be, you know, a work in progress, is Zion's shooting ability outside and around the area, which is fine. I need him to go be Zion. I'm not worried about threes and all that other stuff. Great. Brandon Ingram doesn't make like a three a game. It's getting better kind of scoring. So I'm concerned, Dennis, that three of your possible starting five can't score. You know what I'm saying? Outside of certain areas, I have trouble scoring. Now, unless this is going to be the high-flying, running, layup, sort of passing and assist and dunking sort of team like that, that's fine if we want to do that on how to, you know, and penetrate and kick and all of that. So that's my only thing. So I get this whole, hey, they're focusing on Beal. I'm just trying to think of the vision, as Sean Payton always says. What is the vision for Bradley Beal if you're keeping Lonzo Ball and you're keeping Drew Holiday? What's the vision? Does that make sense?
Well, I was thinking about goals. Hello? I'm thinking about going to Milwaukee. He's a backup. He's named Hill. Hill. He's a good front guard. He's a good front guard coming off the bench. And now he used to start Atlanta, I mean, Indiana.
Brennan has chimed in, Dennis. He agrees with you. Salt and vinegar chips for AD. Right. I got another one from the Masked Pelican who says wine flavored. And Charlie has chimed in. Chips Ahoy. Ahoy. See ya. That's inducing.
Maybe salty and persuasive.
Salty and persuasive. I don't know. He's going to develop a new chip. I wonder what the new chip's going to be. Because salt and vinegar is the current brand. I wonder what the new chip is going to be. I hear you, Dennis. I don't think Drew Holiday has expressed 100,000 times, don't make me a point guard. So right now, he's not. He's the shooting guard. Lonzo's the point. I'll ask Ali Castle where would you put Bradley Beal if Bradley Beal comes in? So I'll ask him. I'm trying to envision other than we're going with the three guard look. You know, I don't know.
And then we could give Ball a chance too. Just let him try to develop something, even though his dad talks too much, but let's see what he could do on the court with us.
I'll say this, Dennis, and I'll give credit to the intern over here. When you do look at the highlights over the last couple of years, the guy does have good court vision. He was pretty good at UCLA. If you take away the nonsense, which isn't his creation, by the way.
Yeah, if you look at Lonzo Ball, he's a very settled guy. He's almost he almost acts like
but
a veteran.
He makes some very good basketball decisions, bounce passes that are across the court. He throws half-court passes right on point. And when you got a guy like Zion who can just outrun people down the court, that could be exciting, and that's what you want him to do. We said that last year on the team that we had with AD, right? What did we say? We need a point guard that just doesn't turn the ball over. Can they push the tempo? Can they move the ball up and down the court? And can they just provide it to the people that can actually make plays? That's all we wanted. That's why we were like, dude, Elfrid Payton was the key last year, and Elfrid Payton was a low-paid, low expectation point guard, but when he got hurt, I said, look at what's going to happen, and look what happened. So in that offense, you just need a distributor, and then if he can play the D, maybe you can see what he can do, Dennis.
Yeah, I got you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for calling. 800-998-1003. I like that. Salt and vinegar is winning right now, huh?
So again, yeah, the question of the day is, what chip would best describe Anthony Davis?
Oh. You gotta copy and paste the link, though.
No, it's already copied. Okay, it is. We have some that's Cheeto.
Cheeto, all right.
And then Cornflake.
Oh, Cornflake, all right. All right. By the way, not just that, he's going to help design. You ready? a custom-made, limited edition signature shoe called the Ruffles Ridges Tops with the shoe surgeon in Los Angeles.
That's going to be one ugly shoe.
The shoe surgeon. Forget Nike. And that's another shoe. See, this is... Jordan, this is why he had to go to L.A.
This is why.
You can't do this in
New
Orleans.
This is why he passed up on 90 guaranteed minutes.
There's no, what is it called again? There's no shoe surgeon in New Orleans. You have to go like the Flirty Girl and develop a shoe or something. It's not the shoe surgeon, man. See, the Nike deal, that's another shoe. You're about to have two shoes. Not even LeBou has two shoes.
LeBou.
He's got one shoe. Travis, this man's about to have two shoes. Limited edition means we'll make 10 and make everybody fight for them.
Okay.
Why don't we make some limited edition sports hangover shirts?
Because we're not that big, Gus.
Like five. We'll go to Walmart. We'll buy a pack of the regular undershirts.
And I'll draw with a marquee.
We will draw the logo, and they're limited edition. Can only get them at remotes.
I like that idea.
See how that happens?
I like that
exactly.
idea. Exactly. DeBima. Pringles, thin and fragile.
Ooh, I like that. I do like me some Pringles, though.
Pringles are pretty good.
I cannot have, and look, it's ingenious. I love the stack, right? The
packaging.
Yeah,
but when you get to the bottom, you shoving your hand down.
You don't shove your hand. There's a technique. You just
yeah,
tilt
and that's
it.
When all the crumbs come. That's where all
the thin, fragile. You shake it, then you shake it like a salt shaker. Just go left or right, and whoop, here it come. Here come the Pringles. Dude, the salt and vinegar Pringles are pretty darn good. See, I will say this. I am not a barbecue chip person.
Wow.
I cannot barbecue it. Give me the cheddar, the white cheddar, the cheesy poofs. For some reason, I have never been a fan of barbecue chips.
No, there's this pretzel out there that's buffalo wing flavor.
Buffalo wing.
Well, oh, it tastes
pretty
so
much
good.
Every chip company has buffalo wing chip flavors.
But this one's on the next level.
I'm weird with this, maybe. I kind of feel like my chips need to be salty and chip-like. Like, I know they have the pizza chips and
I'm not a big fan of the pizza chips.
You know, like, maybe if we're going with, like, the lime and, you know, restaurant-style thing, but that's a different chip. See, like, I'm talking about, like, when you do your hamburgers and your hot dogs and stuff, there's chips, there's snack chips, then there's, like, you know, salsa and dipping chips.
You can't put too much dip on your chip either.
See, then you have the Frito by itself. The Frito is perfect with a little grated cheese with some chili when you're doing your hot dogs and stuff. Not the same as the chili cheese Fritos, which aren't bad. But I like this. So, you know, hey, come on. That's why he moved. That's why he had to force his way. Congratulations to Anthony Davis.
How to get that chip deal.
He will be a creative partner with Ruffles. And he will have his own limited edition signature shoe called the Ruffles Ridge Tops.
That's the worst shoe name I've ever heard of.
What are you talking about? He was part of it, man. That's how it is. There's the shoe.
Oh, my God.
Look at that shoe.
That is one ugly shoe.
That is a giant R right there on the heel. It says Ruffles right on the tongue. Kind of looks very old school, like an old Chuck.
No, it looks like I could just empty out the chips in the Ruffles bag.
You
and just
want
put
that
up,
so bad.
No, I could just
you
put the chip bag so on my feet, and it would basically be equivalent to that.
Oh, wait, here we go. Here we go. Being in L.A., we have now trademarked, apparently, per the press release. The phrase is fear the brow, raise the brow. There you go. So he has that.
Wow.
Yeah, we have trademarked phrases. We have now a signature chip shoe.
Fear the brow. Isn't that's very similar to fear the beard.
But it's not the brow. It's two different body parts. It's on the same face, but it's two different
very
sections.
Very creative.
Yeah. One's on top of the eye. The other's, you know, around the face. Beard and brow. A little different. Just put the pressure on Zion, man. Zion needs a chip. He needs a shoe. What would you call Zion's shoe? Would you just put a giant Z? I kind of like Zion. I mean, the name's great in and of itself, right?
Mountain Z.
Mountain Z's?
You have to climb it to defeat them.
Oh! Wow, Joey. I mean, the creativity is just flying.
I had a good breakfast today, Gus.
Apparently you did. You didn't have a donut, did you?
No.
Because the donuts make you take a nap.
Exactly.
I've learned about this. There it is. All right. Keep them coming. 800-998-1003. Anthony Davis will be creating his own chip. I tell you what. Which Twitter follower right now is going to be the first one to buy that chip bag? And be creative with that chip bag.
If I ever see Ruffles in my pantry ever again.
Oh, are you boycotting Ruffles, though?
Yes.
Really?
Raphael, I'm boycotting the
Ruffles. No, you can't boycott Ruffles.
You just don't have to buy his chip. What other chips do...
Although, if you buy Ruffles, you are helping support the endorsement deal.
No, wait. Fritos owns...
Frito-Lay, yes.
Yeah, they own Ruffles.
Yes, they bought Ruffles.
So, I wouldn't really consider that to be a part of the Fritos,
I agree.
The Fritos family.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't take away the Fritos line. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I still love Frito, but I just, you know, the Ruffles, they're dead to me.
Okay, so Frito-Lay is Lay's,
yeah.
Doritos,
exactly.
Cheetos,
classic.
Fritos, Sun Chips,
ooh.
Frito-Lay variety packs, Ruffles, Tostitos, Cracker Jack.
And they own the whole chip game.
Essentially. Funyuns, Munchies.
Grandma's.
Oh, there's another page here. Hold on. Whoa. Wow. Oh, Smart Food Popcorn. I love the Smart Food Popcorn.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Sanitas and the Walking Taco. Never heard of that, but they own them.
Sanitas are good.
Yeah, they are pretty good. The corn tortilla chips. So...
Oh, wait, no, you missed all those.
Miss Mickey's.
Dude, Munchies.
Munchies
those,
are solid.
Those are the ones.
Rolled Gold. Wow. They Maui-style potato chips. I guess those are Hawaiian chips. Are we going with that?
Yeah, so we can't just categorize Ruffles to make it ruin the whole thing.
Ruffles, it's its own thing. Yeah, so, like, it's the Toyota Camry.
Yeah, they sold their soul.
Yeah. It's one vehicle.
Correct.
Of the line. So it's one chip brand of the...
Agreed.
Gargantuan chip conglomerate that is Frito-Lay. So we can still have other Frito-Lay products. You're just boycotting Ruffles.
Correct.
Technically, if you buy a bag of Fritos, though, it still goes into the same account to which
you know how the military has certain branches?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
You can still support the armed services.
Yeah,
right,
you can still support the armed services.
You just kind of, you know, one picks on the other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Correct. All right.
Keep them coming. 800-998-1003. Name the chip that's able. Give me a chip name, or give me the chip that represents Zion. It's got to be probably, what, your favorite chip? What are you going with?
I don't know if it could be your favorite. I think it has to be like a flavor.
All right. I need a Zion chip. I need an AD chip. I promise we'll talk other things, but this is fascinating to me. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio and all over on Twitter. As well, it's the Sports Hangover. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Well, come and knock it around my door.
Don't want to see your shadow no more. Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee, it's the summer pickup van at Bucket Gear. Do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired. So fired. But what can we really do during the summer pickup van at Bucket Gear? This is what we can do. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX-V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP. And you want to live in more? How about right now? Take $8,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Stinger. That's the hottest new four-door sports car around. Also, come do yourself a favor. Come check out the new 2020 Kia Telluride. That is the SUV everybody in the world is talking about it, and we got it in Homa. Now, those are the real deals we have during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia in Homa or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember, that's strength and laughter.
19 KT 030 volt. MSRP 27850. $2,000 discount. 3,000 customer care. Stock number 19 KT 06. MSRP 36945. $1,000 discount. 1,000 customer care. 19 KO 26. MSRP 4059. $1,500 discount. 3,000 customer care. 1,000 bonus kit. So CT now. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 1st, 2019.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 is the number to give us a call. Oh, I like this. Oh, Brennan! Brennan with the win. He said, AD is salt and vinegar. Joey Brennan says, I got it. This is Zion's flavored, one that already exists. And, Brennan, you might want to give the people a call. Maybe make it happen. You can, you know, maybe get a little finder's fee. Zaps, potato chips.
Yeah.
Local brand.
Anthony Davis didn't think of that one, huh?
Voodoo Heat. I like it. I like it. Right now, it's a little picture of a little voodoo doll. Just put Zion in there. What do you think? But that's the point, though. See, look, and that was one of the things that we've talked about in the past, and I know that was one of the things that 80s peeps, 80s camp complained about. And again, that goes, though, to prior, you know, representation. Right, Jordan? Prior representation. But people like Zaps, maybe he was looking for too much money. I don't know. You know? But that's a local chip. Right? Is it still local? I'm pretty sure it's still local.
Maybe he didn't like the Zaps.
Maybe he likes Ruffles. Maybe that's what it is. I think he likes the check. That makes sense. All right, so we got that, right? I like it. All right, so we'll keep it in mind and have a little fun with that here as well. At ESPN Radio NOLA, 800-998-1003. Again, AD signing a deal with Ruffles. He's going to create his own chip right now. I'd love to know what chip flavor you think he has. Jordan's boycotting Ruffles. Relic has now joined you. Now we'll have to just buy store brand chips. Hashtag boycott. Dabima, Pringles, thin and fragile. Just kind of going over again. I know you said it, Jordan. Jeff, 80s flavor is brownie flavor.
Get it?
Oh. Do you want a brownie flavored chip, though?
Ew.
Well, it's different. Look, again, he's being creative, though. Thank you, Jeff. Joby says Cheeto. Sean, cornflake. I love it. J-Fowl, for AD, buffalo or cow chips? This is where he's going.
Cow chips?
Yeah, I don't know.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. All right. All right. Sounds good. 800-998-1003. Alexander's just timed in. AD is veggie straws because he's weak in all capital letters. Do you like veggie straws?
I've had them once or twice before, and they're just,
And my wife was like, you know, Carver needs to eat his vegetables more, et cetera, et cetera.
Stop.
I try. I mean, it's edible.
It is edible.
It's edible. It's not horrible, you know.
Hey, if you like them, hey.
He likes them.
Whatever floats your boat.
He likes them, you know, but I just, yeah. And they're colorful. They're like green, yellow, and orange.
That's what scares me, though.
What, the colors?
The colors.
Oh, my. So if they were pale or potato-looking yellow, you're in.
Because I think there are some pale ones, and they don't taste good.
You're just not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. The Beema chiming in again. If we're going junk food with AD, how about crybabies?
Ooh.
See, Eric Gordon was Lemonheads. Larry Holder is going to join us coming up at 2:15, talk a little Santos. He said if you look at the logo of the Lemonhead candy and you look at Eric Gordon, yeah. The old Lemonhead logo. It's been updated. It's been refreshed. But you got to go back and look at the last one. Uber Eric chiming in. Popcorn. That's where he's going with AD.
Ooh, okay. I just saw something.
What'd you see?
So apparently the SportsCenter feature came out this morning. I have yet to see it, but I've heard from Joel. I've heard from Joel that I've made a couple appearances.
Oh, the SportsCenter feature from Saturday. Look at you. All right. Join the intern going national.
I have my ESPN 100.3 hat on, too, representing.
It might be online here in a little bit. I'm sure they'll tweet it out. I'm sure.
They'll just see me eating crawfish.
That's it? That was your appearance?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. If in the entire feature, the only time they show you or you're in the background and it's you stuffing your face and not saying why Zion coming here
is good.
So you didn't talk?
No. They didn't come up to me and ask.
Did you walk up to them?
Yeah, I talked to them several times. Yeah. I think, you know, I was just too much of a hot shot. So.
Oh,
dynamite drop in money. No. Plus, school has really paid off.
I had my hat on, so
well,
I couldn't really.
I'll say this. I was going to make fun of you, but it might actually be, that's pretty funny. If several times, the few times they show you in the 2.5 minute package or 3 minutes, you're just literally doing nothing but stuffing your face. That would be very Jordan-like.
You want to know something about me? Just turn on ESPN.
Yeah. Tonight, coming up on SportsCenter, Zion's rival to New Orleans.
Some kid eating
a
crawfish.
How is it viewed? And during the promo, it's just you in the background eating. Yeah, Jordan, what if I told you that an intern who wanted to rise to the top couldn't because of his love for food?
And hate for bacon.
And hatred for bacon. Uptown Ruler, thanks for calling the show. What you got, Uptown Ruler?
Hey, man, how come y'all never told me that Grant Hill was Calvin Hill's son?
Okay.
So, I mean, it runs in the family. They're both Cowboys. And look what team he played for.
Okay.
I mean, they put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I like Grant Hill because I like his wife, Tamia. I want him to know that in case he's listening.
So you want to tell? Okay. All right. Well,
but I want to ask you another question, though.
I'm a little nervous.
Who do you think is going to win the starting job with the center with the Saints? And another question, how long do you think Drew Brees is going to play? And one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you three questions in one.
Okay.
And who you think going to get the wide receiver, the number one wide receiver spot.
For the Saints?
Yeah.
It's Michael Thomas.
Well, I mean, not the number one. Who do you think going to be the number two?
I think Jared Cook will catch the second most passes.
Yeah, but he's a tight end, though.
That he's a pass-catching tight end. He's Jimmy Graham. Think of it like that. Jimmy Graham led the team in receptions, and Jimmy Graham caught more touchdowns. Just think of Jimmy Graham, and that's who it is. Your answer to Drew Brees, I think if they win it all this year, adios. If they don't, it will be interesting if he has a good season, whether or not he signs another year or not, or do the Saints say it's time to move on, I don't think he will. I think he either stays with the Saints or retires. I have a hard time believing he would go on another team. And Eric McCoy finished OTAs and minicamp with the ones, right? Jordan at center. We're going to talk to Larry Holder about that.
He did finish.
My guess is it opens up, quote unquote, a battle. I think Eric McCoy is your starting center. He was envisioned that when they drafted him. You saw by the practice, by the week, getting more and more work with the ones. The fact he ended minicamp with the ones tells me unless he suffers a setback of some sort, I can't imagine the next couple of weeks him getting back in the playbook and learning the plays more. He won't be able to solidify the move.
Okay, so who who you think will be number three wide receiver?
Ted Ginn.
Who's going to be Ted Ginn Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think nobody's going to beat him out?
No, not from what I saw, Jordan. You saw in OTAs and in minicamp, the guy was making plays left and right.
So who you going to think be number four? You got four.
Ted
wide,
Ginn caught the touchdown at the last day of minicamp too, with Drew Brees when he had 46 seconds.
Yeah, I think
left
I think you just need more speed at the wide receiver position.
What?
Yeah, but here's what you got though. Mm-hmm. Who you think going to be that fourth wide receiver?
Traquan Smith, and then other guys are going to be trying to battle him.
Okay, you don't think the guy from Chicago is going to
Cameron Meredith? No, he's not healthy. He hasn't practiced yet. And according to Mike Triplett, who wrote about him, he said he was taking it easy so that he could be full go in camp. Here's the problem by taking it easy. You don't get passed up. Now, they did cut Trayvon Doral, but you still have Kirkwood. I think that can get there. You've seen some other guys. Rashard Matthews. Look, to me, it's simple. It's Thomas, it's Cook, it's Ginn. You got Traquan Smith, who's a high draft pick. Those are your top four guys I think they're going to invest in and lead in.
And are you going to the Rolling Stones concert?
I don't know yet. If you want to hook me up, with some Rolling Stone tickets? I'll bring the daiquiris if you give me the tickets. Gallon daiquiri if you give me tickets.
Sounds like a good deal.
I'll get you 2 gallon daiquiris because I'm still coming out on top on that one, Uptown Rules. But I'll get you whatever you want, extra shots and everything. 2 gallon daiquiris, you give me into the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
All right, my man. There he goes, Uptown Ruin.
Wow.
800-998-1003. But not just negotiating.
That was a great negotiation.
I came out on top. What's a gallon, $20?
If that.
Yeah. If I get him on Sundays, right? Aren't they like half price on Sundays?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
I don't know, Gus. I'm not of legal age.
That's right. Why am I asking you? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
No matter what team or sport you love, connect with it all on SiriusXM. Hear ESPNU and more in your car, on your phone, and at home when you subscribe now with packages starting at $5 per month plus fees. Get closer to every major league with play-by-play, expert analysis, and even fantasy sports coverage. Plus, ad-free music, comedy, entertainment, news, and more. Connect with what matters on SiriusXM. Visit SiriusXM.com/listen ESPN to learn more and subscribe. Channel lineup varies by package.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song. You can fall back with the
pack. I'm a leader pack. I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time. I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are engaging all the best people. Blast off to the front
of the field. This is Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at Kronos.com/HR swagger.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ali Costell, next hour, Larry Holder, and hour number three. It's the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Jordan, the intern with you. Joey back in the LaRose studios. Watch out there, a little rain this morning. It's back now. Should be like that on and off for a little bit. So be careful out there. Hoops Central tweeted this last night. The Pelicans have had internal discussions about moving up to the Grizzlies' number two pick to pair Zion with R.J. Barrett. Now, this is per the New York Post. Now, Jordan, you just saw something interesting today, though.
Yes. So, Ian Begley tweeted out just a few minutes ago that the Knicks have a pre-draft workout scheduled with Vanderbilt's Darius Garland tomorrow, and they're kind of saying that they're looking at maybe drafting him instead of R.J. Barrett. So that's kind of interesting to see where that number four pick winds up going.
Right. Do you roll the die, and if R.J. Barrett drops to four?
I'm 100% taking him.
I'm with you as well. Brian, Ruffles and Nola East is what I see on my screen. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Got a handful of topics I want to get your take and opinion on. First, the chip, my friend. Do you have the name for a chip that is Anthony Davis?
Not a name, but a flavor. Should be cotton candy.
Oh, cotton candy. All right. What about Zion?
Soft, sweet, melts when it's not supposed to. Just saying.
Okay. What about Zion? For
Zion, I don't know. Maybe some type of Herculean, you know, some type of Herculean thing, man. Whatever necessary. Zion can do what he wants. He can write his own checks, make his own chips, design his own shoes. He can sell popcorn. I don't care what he does. He can do everything. He got a key to the city.
Well, look, Brennan, I thought was a great idea. Zaps, a local brand, right? Go Zaps and Voodoo Heat. I like that.
That's not bad at all. That's really good.
It makes a lot of sense. I tell Brennan he needs to make the call over there and make sure it happens. Want to get two takes on you, what we just kind of touched on. And look, it's 2 days before the draft. So you're going to start seeing teams throwing things out there to maybe see if teams want to move up or not. First off, let's start with what we just touched on. The chance that the Pels move up to number two to take R.J. Barrett. If you're moving to number two, I thought it would be to Ja Morant, but I guess that would tell me if they're going up there to make sure they get R.J. Barrett, Lonzo Ball is the point guard of the future for this team.
Well, yeah, no doubt. The Pelicans have been rumored, you know, far and wide that they really love Lonzo Ball. They love his defensive ability, love the idea to compare him with Drew, and most importantly, it does two things. It gives you a true point guard in every sense of the word, and it also keeps Drew off the ball, which we've heard him multiple times say he does not want to play on the ball. So it puts him at the natural position that he wants to play and frees up Drew to do what he does and be the leader that we need. He can actually improve his three-point percentage and it cut down on his turnovers if he doesn't have to control the ball. And, of course, I mean, even with that rumor being out there, you also have the idea of pairing RJ with Zion, which makes Zion very happy, which means you keep your superstar happy this time, unlike last time.
The possibility that the Knicks, in a very Knick-like situation, if Barrett is there, Darius Garland going there, and how that would then leave Barrett at four for the Pelicans. You think there's any way the Knicks don't go R.J. Barrett?
Yes, because they're the Knicks. And it's, I mean, it's not just that it's a Knick-like thing to do. It's the idea that so many people have this misbelief about who Darius Garland is and what he could be. I think so many people want to make him look like he's the next Kyrie Irving because it has similar tracks that it's almost like gambling and saying, well, if we can get the next Kyrie Irving, is that better than getting R.J. Barrett, who could be somewhere in between James Harden / Scottie Pippen? I mean, I think they're gambling on the idea that they would rather have the next Kyrie because he can be a megastar versus R.J. Barrett just being a really good player. It's a typical Knicks. It's a Knicks-like thing to do, so why not? Why not have them do it? But I will say this, for what I just saw, I believe the same people, Hoop Central, just put out something that said the Pelicans are also looking at the fact that they might trade back with the Atlanta Hawks to get the 8th and the 10th pick. So, everything is all over the place right now. It's kind of hard to gather what information is real and what isn't.
Yeah, Shamit Dua, you know, was saying that as well yesterday. And I'm like, look, you know what? That makes sense. I like that. So let's just start with this, Brian. Your opinion. I say use the pick because I'm trying to figure out, as the reports were out there about trying to get Bradley Beal with that fourth round. First off, tell me, where's Bradley playing if Bradley Beal is a player the Pelicans are targeting?
If you're keeping Lonzo Ball, the idea I can think of is they're going to try to reenact what they did when they had Drew Holiday, Eric Gordon, and Tyreke Evans. So that would mean Bradley Beal is now playing the three position, which is just weird to me because he's not even that much taller than Drew. So So it's kind of like having, you know, a bunch of 6'5", 6'4", type guards out there, and now you have to bring Ingram off the bench because you're definitely starting Lonzo. I don't really know how that fits and how it works out for me. But I know so many people are enamored with the idea of getting Bradley Beal. It's almost like collect as much talent as possible and let the players sort everything out.
Yeah, I guess that's where you look at it that way. Brandon Ingram, keeper or trade bait?
I think you have to at least give him a chance, especially because we've talked for the longest time about the New Orleans Saints and why they're so popular now because they've embraced the culture. It's hard not to like the idea of Brandon Ingram wanting to be in New Orleans, him and Josh Hart and Lonzo Ball. If those guys want to be here, and as we've seen with Josh Hart already, he wants to embrace the culture. But that's what we've talked about for the longest with the Saints and why they're so successful now. If those guys want to be here and want to embrace the culture, want to be a part of New Orleans going forward, I say keep him.
Yeah, okay. And look, and with Lonzo Ball, it really seems from the people I've talked to, Alvin Gentry feels he can absolutely run in this offense. I let off the show by saying, you know, remember with Elfrid Payton, I was the one saying, dude, when he got injured, watch out. And you saw this offense just did not run the same way. In this offense, you need a point guard that doesn't turn the ball over, distributes, and can move the ball up in the court. If you see his highlights, he has great court vision. No one's ever doubted that. And you almost wonder how people would view him if LeVar wouldn't do as much talking.
You know, I think way too many people get wrapped up in trying to, you know, put LeVar and Lonzo in the same category. And it bothers me to a certain degree that so many people hate LeVar. If you want to hate LeVar for his misogynistic comments, go for it. But if you want to hate LeVar Ball because he basically runs around saying his son is the greatest player ever, name me a dad in this world that turns their back when his son and say, you know what, the kid across from you is a hell of a lot better than you are. If that's your problem with LeVar Ball, then you got a problem out of this kid. I mean, you probably don't have kids yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been friends for 8 years. Your dad shows up to damn near every event you do, and you're a 40-plus-year-old man because your dad supports you. And he says that you're the best at what you do. I want that out of a father with his son. That's the type of father I am with my kids, and that's what I see from you as Carver. If anybody has a problem with that, then you got a you problem. That's not a LeVar Ball problem. As far as Lonzo on the court, I mean, the fact that he can't stay healthy is a bigger concern than his dad saying he's a great player or his inability to shoot free throws. That's a problem for me. The free throws can be corrected. The fact that he can't stay healthy, maybe Aaron Nelson can do something with that. But if that's the knocks on Lonzo Ball, then I think he has room to grow, especially in an upbeat system, which favors what he does best.
One of the things elsewhere, you know, when you look at that fourth round, that fourth overall pick, when you're going back to the possibility of moving down with the Hawks 8 or 10, kind of like that as well. I love the French player, Suko. I know Fletcher's kind of talked a little about him as well. At 8 and 10, I kind of like being able to round out some other players here as well. There's a lot you can do with the fourth pick overall. I think you wait Thursday, Brian, and I wait and see. If I see Ja and I see Darius, I'm picking RJ. If I see Ja and I see RJ, then I'm calling Atlanta. Is that what you need to do, or do you think you tried to shop it for a veteran player? I just look at it like this. You're not going to win the championship in the next 3 years. It's just not happening. I try to get as much young players and talent as I can, and I know what they're trying to do is get another veteran, potential all-star, or a guy like that that can maybe come in and help now. But if you're going to trust Ingram, you're going to trust Ball, that's kind of what that is. You got Drew, you have Zion. I say use the fourth round pick. What do you think? What would you do with the fourth round pick?
I think it's exactly what you said at first. I think you let the draft play out and tell you what goes on, because the one thing I don't want to see is the Pelicans try to design themselves very top heavy. And the fact that, you know, you'll have a bunch of guys really early as far as Drew Holiday and Zion, and you'll have a great starting lineup, but you have no bench whatsoever. That's what I don't want to see the Pelicans do. Build a complete team that you compete, you'd be a lot better off than trying to build a top heavy team. And as far as who do you take, it's whoever's there. If RJ is there, you grab him. If RJ is not there, then you try to call Atlanta or one of the teams, you know, desperate to move up. But I don't necessarily think it's a move that needs to be done for them to move up into the second pick, because I think you can get a really good player at the fourth spot. I mean, it's supposed to be a top three draft, but I really like DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think you can do a lot of different things with that move and pick, Brian. So I'm interested. Look, you got four picks right now, two in the first round and two in the second round. that's right now. I think you can really package your move up. You can just wait to kind of see what you can do there. And let's not forget, there's reasons he went out and hired Trajan Langdon, and there's reasons he went out and hired Swin Cash. Both players, you know, player development, looking at young players in the draft and things of that nature. So I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to acquire more picks or use those picks.
Yeah, what I'd like to see, if the Pelicans aren't going to pick at the fourth spot, is that you move back, but instead of worrying about picks this draft, try to see if you can maybe package out something that'll get you an unprotected pick or somewhere from a team like the Atlanta Hawks for next year's draft, and that way you kind of have a leg up. Because as you said, the Pelicans still have 2 second-round picks, and I think a guy like Admiral Schofield, who was with the Tennessee Volunteers, would be a nice steal in a second round if he's still there. You can pair him up and have him as a backup guard, and you'll be just fine. So, or he can play the small forward position as well, and he can also shoot from outside, which is the one thing the Pelicans still have yet to address, which is outside shooting. And even with the cap space that they have, I'd like to see them go after shooters to pair with Zion and the rest of the guys they have, because that's what they're lacking. I'm definitely in favor of, if the Pelicans should not keep that pick, try to acquire some additional picks for years in the future.
No doubt. Brian, when you take a look at some of the other things that can happen here as well on draft day, we'll go over it on draft day, but you can see already every day more and more rumors of players either going to the Lakers or opening different opportunities. What do you think will be the big key piece come draft day? Is it what the Pels do? Is it maybe perhaps when another team tries to pull a trigger and tries to make a big draft day move?
You know, I'm really interested in what's going on right now with Bradley Beal, considering that he's the center of attention for so many teams. I know the Lakers would love to be able to trade for him. They don't really have anything. The Boston Celtics are rumored to go after him once it's decided that Kyrie's actually leaving, which, of course, we all know he will. So now the Boston Celtics are in play for a Bradley Beal. So I want to see what happens with him and how the chips fall and how the dominoes fall after he's moved. But I kind of think the Pelicans, because of so many draft picks that they got from the Lakers and the idea that they have the number 4 pick this year, the Pelicans are going to own the draft for the next few years. And I'm really interested to see how David Griffin, Trajan Langdon, and Swin Cash, how they make moves moving forward, especially now that Gentry isn't going anywhere. And that's the system that they're going to run. They have an identity. Let's see how they fill it in.
All right, Brian, I know you're pumped and you cannot wait to go get your fresh bags of Ruffles and AD's chips. What's that, Jordan? He already has his.
He's already has his Instagram post out.
Already has it.
And has first
I'm
player.
With Jordan. I'm boycotting Ruffles.
Are you really boycotting Ruffles?
Yes.
I don't eat them anyway, so why not?
All right. There he goes. None other than Brian, in the least. Thank you so much for your time today, Brian.
Take care, guys. See you soon.
There you go.
Could you imagine if the Ruffles brand just plummets?
It's not going to. Come on. You think it's going to plummet?
I would laugh so hard.
Where is it? I want to see it. It's on his Instagram page?
Yeah,
is that it right here?
That's it.
That's it? All right, we come back. I'll play the spot. He looks happy in his L.A. home, huh?
Yeah.
L.A. All right, AD. 800-998-1003. Give me your best chip. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Swinging on the low.
Swinging where we want because there ain't nobody. People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Bolick and Wingo.
What do players want to get out of this? Obviously, if there's going to be more money, you're splitting revenue, so you're going to get some of that money. But also, you end up not having any inactives. We don't understand the inactives anyway.
Inactives make no damn sense.
You have 53-man roster and 46 dress on game days. Why?
Yeah.
Just dress them all. I mean, then you have a 10-person practice squad. So out of this, will the players try to get, say, you're going to go two more games? We need more guys on the roster.
Correct.
So do you add five players, which is 160 more? Do you add seven players, which is 225, 224 more? Do you add players to the roster? That's a win for players. Players will be able to play 18 games. Yeah. They will be able to play 18 games. I know you're going to hear a lot of cry foul on it, but all of a sudden, if the money's there and there are more jobs there, you're going to see how feasible it is.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It is. You know what? It's time. It is time. 800-998-1003. Still looking to see what kind of chips you like. Bishop and Kenner, I can't say what kind of chips he wants. The word rhymes with witch. Those would be a unique brand of chips. New Ruffles witch chips. Only it's not witch.
Wow.
They'd sell. Somebody would buy themselves some witch chips.
With Anthony Davis' face just plastered on the bag.
With holding up a finger, but it's blurred.
Yes.
I like it. See, I'm telling you somebody would get that. Do what you got there, bro. Got
witch
me some
chips.
I got some witch chips.
I might buy them.
Maybe they're shaped like a hand giving you the number one sign. Only it's the middle finger. That would be a unique looking chip, wouldn't it?
That's kind of my thing, though.
They could be shaped like L's and A's, too. L.A.
It'll have to be L period A period.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta put a little dot next to it. That dot might fall off, too, when you grab it.
Just like Anthony Davis' time here.
Oh, wow. Speaking of, the spot is out. And look, they wasted no time. Not only him getting his side shoe deal. This ain't a Nike shoe deal. This is a shoe company in L.A.
You got a deal from the chip company.
Yeah, and then a chip company, because this commercial shot, I want to say it's an iPhone, but the video quality isn't that very good. It might be on the new Samsung. I don't know. But this was shot by a phone, by the way. This is not a...
How do you know this?
Look at it. Here it is.
Ever since I was a little kid, my two passions have been basketball and Ruffles. Ruffles have ridges.
It's on a phone.
I have ridges.
That's right.
So we understand each other. First overall draft pick, 6-time NBA All-Star, gold medalist. This has all been leading up to this. I am proud to announce that Ruffles and I are signing the first ever chip deal.
Wow, there he is, signing it.
Now I can say I've made it. I'm finally getting a chance to work on Ridge potato chips, and I can't wait to lead this team to the next level.
There it is.
First up, we're dropping a custom shoe. And we have way more ideas in the bag. If you're a Ruffles fan, stay tuned, because we're going to be showing out for y'all all year. This is all happening.
Man, do you think he had a you think they had a teleprompter?
Oh, there it is, huh? How about that?
Couldn't have sounded any more genuine, huh?
Stop it.
Ooh, I've got 5 playoff wins. One, that's all, folks.
That's not what he said.
And countless injuries.
Stop it. That's not on the script. He did not talk about his injuries. He did not talk about his few playoff wins.
Play it back. It sounds like he's reading directly from a note card.
Stop. Listen to the sincerity.
Ever since I was a little kid, my two passions have been basketball and Ruffles.
That's it.
Two passions.
Two passions.
Basketball.
Well, no, he said basketball.
Basketball.
He said basketball and Ridges.
He didn't say to play in the NBA. He said basketball.
Well, that's understood. Greatness.
Nah.
Ruffles have Ridges. I have Ridges.
What kind of Ridges is he talking about now?
Bad Ridges.
No. Peaks and valleys. That's his time here at the Pels.
Ridges, you know, like how on a chart you go up and then you just
talking about the brow.
You go crashing
is
down.
Is the brow technically a ridge when you look at it? Right.
So we understand each other. First overall draft pick, 6-time NBA All Star.
Wow.
Gold medalist.
Wow.
This has all been leading up to this.
Oh, that's right. Look, hey, all them accolades, huh? See, nowhere just now did I hear multiple injuries. One quit on the team season. None of that. He didn't list any of that. Because all of those things wouldn't have led to the Ridges, Ruffles deal.
Oh, we forgot. Jordan. We forgot. He also gave a city everything that he's got.
That's right. He gave everybody. Look, when you give all you can, you're entitled. Well, not you're entitled. You can strike a deal with Ruffles.
I am proud to announce that Ruffles and I are signing the first ever chip deal.
Look, I tell you what. I love the fact that you see the piece of paper there and you see the signature. I mean, there it is. Look, he's legitimately signing a sheet of paper that says chip deal. Think that's what's on the official contract, chip deal. It says chip deal. Jordan, if I ever get a new deal, can I just put new deal? Big old cover letters like that?
It has to be more than that.
Why? This works. Just new deal. Like, your next one will be intern deal.
That's a lot of papers.
I think it's fake. I think yeah. That, well, look at the printer. I mean, just the print type. That's not a legal-looking document. I think that's hey, in the back over there, I'm going to print it. Just, it's the cover letter. It's for show. It's for show.
Just copy and paste.
Because first off, it's like 150 pages. What's in the contract? I mean, is a chip deal 150 pages?
You will
pages?
Sign your life away to the chip deal?
Look at the thickness of the chip deal.
Now I can say I've made it.
He made it.
Who's holding the poster board that says athletes with chip deals and it says 1 through 6 and the only one that has anybody next to it is Anthony Davis? I like that he's sitting there like that with his hands out like, mm-hmm. That's good stuff, huh?
I made it.
You got to go check this out. Is there a way we can retweet this video? People got to see this. It's a good, very well homemade. One of his buddies done and edited on a Mac video. It's really good.
Hey, props, actually, he couldn't have done this.
Actually, I've seen university SIDs do a much better job.
He couldn't have done this if he wasn't in Los Angeles.
No,
it wasn't possible.
You can't do that in New Orleans.
No.
You cannot do that in New Orleans. You wouldn't have that house that looks like that in New Orleans.
Nope.
Only in L.A. Sports Hangover continues with Hour 2 next. Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of click. For the insurance companies who've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Hour 2 next, on ESPN New Orleans.
Chip boy.